Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Welcome to episode 25. Happy that I'm sticking with this. And the reason that I'm sticking with this is that your comments are just, they keep me going. I love making impact. I mean, that's really the whole point of doing this, is just to help as many local, small, growing businesses that I possibly can. Episode 25's topic is kind of, it's a little bit of a multi-edged sword, but the top level topic is gauging performance of marketing. So the reason that I say that it's a multi-edge sword is that there's a lot of different ways to skin the cat. And I'm going to give you a few different approaches, and you're going to have to take the approaches and tweak them and optimize them a little bit just based on the nature of your local business. So there's the standard easiest way is X amount of marketing dollars in. You're leveraging the different tracking and such that I taught you in an earlier episode. Equals X amount of dollars out. And as long as the dollars in is much less than the dollars that you end up receiving, I think I said that wrong. As long as the amount of marketing investment is smaller than what you're receiving, you're doing a good job. Now, the variables obviously are profitability. So if you invest $1,000 in marketing and you sell $2,000, but your margins are really, really low, that might not be as profitable. So from a tracking, and how do you actually then make some determinations of, should I stop doing something? Was it a flop? And there's so many times when I look at marketing and a business owner will come to me and say, Michael, this thing was just a complete flop. I invested $5,000 in this trade show. We got 10 leads, zero sales. I also had to travel there. Complete flop. Terrible. And then I'll start asking questions. And I'll learn a little bit more about, what did you do to promote the event? What did you do during the event? How much follow-up did you do? And I'm not saying that I'm advocating then to do that exact same event, but you need to make sure that before you're starting to rule out certain tactics, because you could go to the same event, be in the exact same category as another business owner, and they say, well, that event was the best event that I've ever done. And the reason that I'm trying to push back a little bit on you to not give up on certain tactics so quickly is that I really want you to look inward. And I want you to look in the mirror and really tell yourself, I mean, did you do enough to make sure that you gave whatever tactic a fighting chance to be successful? And a fighting tactic, in terms of, did you give it enough, I guess, opportunity, you can look at that multiple ways. Did you put enough budget behind it? Did you give it enough time? So did you run a campaign on Facebook ads, for example, for 2 weeks? You invested $200 and it didn't drive any results. The other piece of that is the dollar value. So you've got time. Did you follow up enough? Did you put enough financial resources? You've got to really look inward before you start to rule out if something was successful or not. And the reason that I wanted to start there versus just giving you certain ways to look at this in black and white is that I've been down this path many, many, many times. I've been asked to analyze this and check out this, and this didn't work, and why didn't that work? And it's not just the digital side, but why did this event seem to flop for us? And this postcard mailing that we did, that didn't work. I mean, re-listen to the postcard episode. I told you the number one mistake that people are making. It can't just be sent as a one-off. So before we get into other ways that you're actually going to track this stuff, you have to make sure that you've given whatever tactic a fighting chance, enough time, enough financial resources before you can actually make that determination. So that's step one. And if your answers are no on that, then you really can't go to step two. You either have to make a gut call or you're going to try it again. You're actually going to do it the right way. Step two, there are a couple different ways to look at gauging the performance of either a campaign, an event, a flyer, a trade show, whatever it is. The first one I like to look at is simply dollars in and then number of leads. So you want to look at, okay, and I'm going to use simple numbers. So let's say the campaign was $1,000. You got 10 leads. Your cost per lead is $100. So that to me is step one. And then I'm going to take that and I'm going to compare it against other tactics. So let's just say that $1,000 was an event that you did. And it was $1,000 all in. You want to make sure, obviously, you've also got all of the different marketing investments in that dollar. So there's often a lot of expenses and investments that people forget about. Travel, tchotchkes, things like that. So you want to make sure you're working off real data. So let's again say that it is at $1,000, 10 leads, $100 cost per lead. How does that compare against other events, other things that are apples to apples? So if you did other events, was your cost per lead $60? Was it $400? So step one is in this lead analysis piece is really looking at the cost per lead, the raw cost per lead. Now, there's a lot of ways to analyze this, but you're doing yourself a disservice if you're artificially inflating or deflating your numbers. If you know that, you've got 10 leads, but two of them are duplicates, or one's, they're just not a good lead, they're a vendor, be real with yourself. So maybe it's only 8 leads, but we're still going to stick with the 10 number. Investment, cost per lead. Analyze and benchmark that cost per lead against other tactics. Once you've got that done, you then need to really analyze those leads and then benchmark those against other closing and conversion percentages. So if you know that you're closing on average 30% across all the different tactics in your business, then I'm expecting and hoping to see that at least 3 of those 10 leads end up becoming a sale. So you're going to benchmark against things that are similar. So it's easier to benchmark an event against another event. If you don't have another event to benchmark the tactic against, you're going to have to go all of your marketing and aim to get kind of an average percentage. But know that event leads are always going to be more expensive traditionally than like a Facebook web form, for example. But if you know your numbers and conversion percentages and lead costs, you're going to know that, well, maybe the event, while it's only going to generate 10 leads, that the conversion historically of events is 60%. And then you're going to gauge the performance against that. So I like to look at kind of trying to compare as much apples to apples as I possibly can. Now, at the end of the day, if you executed the tactic, you invested $1,000, you generated 10 leads, which you thought were qualified, and you did everything else on your side to feel good that your follow-up game was on point, and you generated zero return, then I really typically will put that tactic or that event or whatever that was to the side. And I'm going to look to replace that with something that's similar, but I'm going to aim to replace it with something that I think is going to do better. I hate to just rule out a tactic in its entirety. And that's far too often what I see is, well, I did a couple of events and they really didn't work. Well, then there's so many ways to look at this to gauge the performance of the events, but I want you to analyze your cost per lead and then start to track the conversion. But again, be real with yourself to know that you have to give it a fighting chance. You've got to have your follow-up game on point. You've got to make sure you're doing everything to make it successful. You can't compare one event to another if one event you ended up adding $5,000 in extra sponsorships, and this event you didn't add anything in. And then you say, well, this event was terrible. Apples to apples comparisons, that is how I benchmark. But you'd be surprised that more often than not, I don't end up ruling out tactics until I've tried them 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Just because something doesn't work once, I don't completely stop doing it. I want to look at, what did I do wrong? What can I improve? Was it my content? Was it the copy? Was it the offer? What did I do wrong that I can try it once more? Because more often than not, that repetition is going to help your business. Being at the same event year after year after year does not get stale. There's always new people. And even if there isn't new people, you're going to end up converting some people that were on the fence. So those are some tips and tools, tactics, and how you can gauge performance. I'll talk a lot more about analytics and things like that in future episodes. I'm signing off for today. Look forward to hearing you back here tomorrow. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.